Welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's and women's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Pierce on the women's side and Coach Jones on the men's side are looking to lead their Longhorn teams to a 23-6A district title and on to the 2017 UIL basketball playoffs. And now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHSI radio broadcast team for today's game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's men's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Another big game for Charlie Jones's Longhorns as they try to hold on to that fourth and final playoff spot and make the UIL playoffs for the first time in 6A play. Hi again, everybody. Alongside student broadcaster Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando. And we're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for high school varsity basketball. Special welcome in to all of the Pearland Oiler fans that are listening to us tonight on GRHSI Radio. George Ranch Longhorns are 11-14 overall, 3-6 in the district, and tied with the Elkins Rams for that fourth and final playoff spot with three district games to go, including this one tonight with the district leading Pearland Oilers. Pearland is 26-5 overall, 9-1 in 23-6A play, and winners of six straight. So once again, Charlie Jones's George Ranch Longhorns are facing a tough game that they really need to stay in playoff contention. When we come back, we'll have a few minutes with head coach Charlie Jones. Darren and I will have the starting lineups, and then we'll tip this one off between George Ranch and the district-leading Oilers from Pearland High. But for now, you're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHSI Radio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan. We're back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. As we always do, we spend a few minutes pregame with Charlie Jones. We're spending some time with head coach Charlie Jones, and we've been saying this for 3 or 4 weeks in a row now, but this is another big game for the Longhorns.
It's another big one. If we can somehow get this one and win on Friday, we can clinch a playoff berth, so this is a big one for us.
You're trying to hold on to that fourth spot. You're tied with Elsick for that fourth and final spot. What is Elsick doing, or are you paying attention to that, or just focusing on what you guys got to do?
Well, we know Elsick's at Dawson tonight, so we're rooting for some help on the other end. But if we take care of our business and we win like we're supposed to win, we'll be fine.
Looking at the scorebook and look at some of the stats of these guys, you got one guy out of 13 under 6 feet tall, and they got a guy who's 6'8 and 6'7. Guys will have your hands full again.
They're a real big team. They're very athletic. I mean, I think the first game they had about 7-10 dunks on us, but we're going to play hard. We've been playing pretty well lately, so we're trying to build off of that.
Still a lot of momentum for your club. You beat Brazoswood last Friday and come into this game again tied for fourth in that final spot. That's something to keep working for with three games left.
Yeah, our kids have been very positive ever since the Dawson game. We came up a little short, but we played very well, played hard. Ever since then, they've been really motivated and trying to get this last spot.
What do you do with a team like this when they have such a big front line to display on defense? What's your coaching philosophy in a game like this?
Well, all you can do is try to keep them in front of you, and all the guards have to battle on the boards and just play bigger than you are and just compete.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
And other games tonight in 23-6A. Elsick at Pearland Dawson. Elsick 11-14, tied with George Ranch at 3-6 in district play. At Dawson 21-7, and Dawson is fully in second place at 8-1 in district play. And then Aleaf Taylor at Hastings. Taylor is 20-10 overall. Hastings 10-18. Taylor in third place at 6-3 in district play. Hastings at 2-8 in fifth place in the district, with George Ranch and Elsick tied at fourth place. In 23-6A girls play tonight, George Ranch is at Pearland. George Ranch 19-8, Pearland 24-8. George Ranch is tied for second place in women's basketball in 23-6A with Aleaf Hastings. Dawson at Elsick, Hastings at Taylor, and both in boys and girls basketball, Brazoswood has the night off. We'll have our national anthem, and then Darren and I will give you the starting lineups for tonight's game, Pearland at George Ranch. Here's our national anthem.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Back at George Ranch High School, here's Darren with the starting lineups for George Ranch.
For George Ranch, we have number 3, Charles Smith, 5'7 senior. Number 5, Jeremy Peters, 5'8 sophomore. Number 24, Grayson Harris, 6'2 senior. Number 25, Quentin Morris, 6'3 senior. And number 40, Chukwana Agbana, 6'2 senior. The starting lineup for George Ranch is number 3, 5, 24, 25, and 40.
For the Pearland Oilers, who come in at 26 and 5, 9 and 1, and in first place in 23 6A basketball, Javon Lowry, a starter, 6'4 sophomore. Javon Hedgman, a 6'3 senior. Colin James, a 6'3 senior. Kellen Adams, a 6'3 senior. And Kenneth Brown, a 6'5 senior. So it's Javon Lowry, Javon Hedgman, Colin James, Kellen Adams, and Kenneth Brown for Coach Steve Buckaloo's Pearland Oilers, who come in here in no doubt first place at 9-1 with two games to play for the Oilers. George Ranch with 3 remaining, including this one. Jumping up for George Ranch, Chukwana Agbana, 6'2 senior. And also in the circle, Kellen Adams, a 6'3 senior for the Oilers. George Ranch will be moving right to left across your radio dial or across your computer screen or your telephone. Here's the tip, and it's into the hands of George Ranch. Quinton Morris with the basketball over to Jeremy Peters. Peters in three-point area, and then on to the far side to Charles Smith. Here's Peters with a three-pointer off the front rim, and the tip goes to Smith. Charles Smith with the basketball. Back out top to Quinton Morris. Glad you joined us tonight for live George Ranch High School varsity basketball. We're just underway at the ranch. Again, out top to Peters. He lets a three-pointer go, and this one hits. Jeremy Peters, the 5'8 sophomore, gets George Ranch on the board first. The outlet pass for the Oilers is off their hands and out of bounds. It hit Kellen Adams' hands, went out of bounds. First turnover for the Oilers. Ahead now to Charles Smith. To Harris, to Quinton Morris on the left side. Quinton lets a three-pointer go. It's off the back iron. Rebounded by Javon Hedgman. Hedgman guarded out top by Charles Smith. Over to Colin James. He puts up a jumper. That one was in and out. Rebounded by George Ranch. Grayson Harris with the board. And ahead to Jeremy Peters. To Charles Smith on the far side. Smith back out to Peters. Good pick by Agbana. And then a pass to Quinton Morris. Morris drives a baseline, puts up a running jump shot, and that's no good. It bounced around on the rim a couple times. Now ahead, and a rejection by Quinton Morris. Javon Hedgman put one up, and Morris swatted it away into the hands of Hedgman. And back to Kellen Adams, who puts it in. Pearland with 3 opportunities at the basket that time. It's 3-2, George Ranch, 6:02 left in the first quarter. On the far side to Quinton Morris. Out top to Grayson Harris. Here's Peters with a three-pointer. That's short and off the iron. Ahead to Javon Lowry, and Lowry gives it to Javon Hedgman, who jams it home. 4-3, Oilers. You heard Charlie Jones in the pregame say that the last time these two teams met, there were seven or eight dunks put in by the Oilers, so they got one tonight already. And a drive on the basket. Nobody picked up Javon Hedgman. He laid that one in. It's 6-3. George Ranch has a three-pointer by Peters. Opened the scoring in the ball game. And the Longhorns haven't been able to find the bottom of the net since then. And Morris tries to find Ogbonna down low. Can't connect with him. The ball goes out of bounds. First turnover by George Ranch. Darren, the Longhorns are looking at a big team in the Pearland Oilers.
Yeah, and I think that's why they're trying to go with the shooting game, because it's not really smart to go into the paint right now.
Charlie Jones alluded to that in the interview. He said, just keep them in front of you and try to get some outside shots to fall. Another lay-in by Javon Hedgman. He's got 6 points, and it's 8-3. On the far side to Charles Smith. Smith drives on the basket, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Charles Smith with the lay-in. A 5'7 senior getting the start tonight for Charlie Jones. He laid that one in and drew the personal foul on Kellen Adams, his first. At the free throw line is Smith. First one is on its way and good. George Ranch down by two, 8-6. Got the three-pointer from Jeremy Peters, and then the three-point play from Charles Smith. In the far corner to Kellen Adams. Adams tries to get it down low. And it is ruled off of one of the Oilers. They can't believe it. Steve Buckaloo can't believe it. But the officials say it's so. Second turnover for the Oilers. Out top to McKinley Harris, who's in the ball game. Charles Smith again tries to drive on the basket. He gets tied up, and the ball goes off of his leg and out of bounds. Second turnover for George Ranch. McKinley Harris is in, the 6'5 junior. He'll give Ogbonna a blow. And again, another turnover by the Oilers. And a jam by Quentin Morris. Quentin Morris returns the jam. This time, Adams tries to put it in. He misses the jam. We're tied up at 8. A lot of fast play now by the Oilers and the Longhorns. Jump shot put up by Grayson Harris. No good. Rebounded by Pearland. And a timeout called from the Pearland bench. With 3:48 left in the first quarter, George Ranch 8, Pearland Oilers 8. You're listening to George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial Inc.
Inbound to Tristan Gibson, who's in the ballgame for Pearland. They get it down low to Kellen Adams. He can't get it in, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Kenneth Brown. That is a fourth turnover for the Oilers. George Ranch with two. To McKinley Harris. Over to Charles Smith. Quinton Morris is out top. Smith with the basketball. Driving on the left side. And he's whistled for traveling. He got tied up. Picked up his dribble. And then couldn't do anything with the basketball. Got whistled for a travel. Checking out Javon Lowry. In the ballgame now, Daryl Harris, a 6'1 senior for the Oilers. Tristan Gibson with the basketball over to Daryl Harris. Into the corner to Colin James. Back to Harris. Oilers move the ball around the perimeter very well, looking for that open man. And now they get the ball down low to Kenneth Brown. He puts up the shot. It is good. And a foul. Foul whistled against Grayson Harris, his first. Kenneth Brown with the lay-in. It's 10-8 Oilers, and Brown at the free throw line. Free throw on its way. It's short. Rebounded by McKinley Harris. Harris to Jeremy Peters. The press is on by the Oilers. George Ranch breaks it in the corner to Quinton Morris. And the jump shot is good by Morris. He's got 4 points, and we're tied again at 10. And the Oilers throw it out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound in front of Pearland's bench. Jeremy Peters will do that. Gets it into Morris in the near corner. Quinton with the right-hand dribble. Back out top to Jeremy Peters. Peters to McKinley Harris way in three-point land. He lets that one go. It is off. Rebounded by Pearland. Drive on the basket by Colin James is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. And again, there is a foul whistled against Pearland. Kenneth Brown with the personal foul, his first. George Ranch inbounds in front of its own bench this time. Jeremy Peters in the corner to Quinton Morris. Back out top to Harris, to Peters. Around the perimeter, George Ranch doing a good job moving the ball as well. Quinton Morris lets a three-pointer go, and he nails that one. Quinton Morris with 7 points, and George Ranch with its first lead of the ball game. It's 13-10. Check that. They led 3-0 early. Now, again, a three-point lead at 13-10. The running lay-in attempt by Tristan Gibson is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Jeremy Peters with the basketball being checked by Ovidio Perez, who's in the ball game for the Oilers. Perez with the rebound. Shot no good by Peters. And Jamarcus Taylor, who's in for George Ranch, closes in on the basketball too tight. Gets whistled for the personal foul, his first. Both teams with two team fouls on the board. 105 left in the first quarter. George Ranch by three, 13-10. The inbound goes to Tristan Gibson. He's being checked out there by Dylan Luce, who's in the ball game now for George Ranch. And a steal by the Longhorns. Luce with the basketball. He has that one tipped away, and the follow is no good by Taylor. And the rebound goes to Tristan Gibson, who drives on the basket on the other end. And that is no good. DeLon Dean with the rebound for George Ranch. And the Longhorns will slow this one down with 35 seconds left in the quarter. Down to McKinley Harris. Harris with the jump shot. That is no good. Dylan Luce with the rebound. The putback is good by Dylan Luce. And it's 15-10 George Ranch. Tristan Gibson drives on the basket and the dish off to Cody Adanton, who lays it up and in. His first 2 points of the ball game. That's 6'7" senior Cody Adanton, who put it up. And the quarter ends with George Ranch carrying a three-point lead into quarter number two. It's 15-12. You're listening to George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelddentistry.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Woo! Here's George Ranch's first quarter scoring with Darren.
For Dylan Luce, we have 2 points. Charles Smith with three. Jeremy Peters with three. Quentin Morris with seven, leading to the score of 15.
And for the Oilers, Javon Hedgeman with six, and then two each by Kellen Adams, Cody Adanton, and Kenneth Brown, each with a basket. Oilers drive on the basket. Shot attempt is no good. The foul is whistled against McKinley Harris, his first. At the free throw line, Javon Hedgeman, he's got 6 points and leads the Oilers scoring.
Correction, the foul was on number five, Jeremy Peters. His first foul of the night.
All right, Hedgeman hits the free throw. So we'll change our book. Jeremy Peters with the foul. McKinley Harris, no personal fouls. Second free throw is good by Hedgeman. And it is George Ranch 15 and the Oilers 14. Quinton Morris with the basketball. Kind of double teamed on a press. He's able to break that, get the ball down low to Quinton Morris, who took off after he passed it. He lays it up and in. He's got 9 points, and the lead is back to three. Again, drive on the basket, no good. Cullen James put that one up. Rebound to Jeremy Peters, to Quinton Morris. Morris to McKinley Harris. At the free throw line, Grayson Harris. And out top to Peters. To Quinton Morris on the near side. Lost control momentarily. Now he's got the dribble back to DeLon Dean. Dean out top, back to Quinton Morris. Morris tries to drive the basket on the left side, and he's fouled by Kellen Adams, his second. Adams, a 6'3 senior for the Pearland Oilers, draws his second personal foul. George Ranch will inbound under their own basket, way out top to DeLon Dean, and George Ranch will reset. Dean on the far side. Goes around his man and then to McKinley Harris, who blows the layup. Grayson Harris, rather. And he could not get the lay-in to fall. Ball was knocked away from the Oilers, but they retained possession. George Ranch knocked it out of bounds. The inbound comes to Hedgeman. Hedgeman to Colin James. James with the lay-in attempt. No good. The follow is also no good by Javon Lowry. And DeLon Dean comes down with the rebound. Dean around his man, and then he's stripped of the basketball. Fourth turnover for George Ranch, and a jam at the other end by Kellen Adams. He's got 4 points, and George Ranch lead is one, 17-16, with 6 minutes left before halftime. DeLon Dean with the three-pointer that skims the rim and off. Rebound by Kenneth Brown. The outlet to Javon Hedgeman, who goes down low to Kellen Adams. His shot is no good. The ball is tipped out front. Now three-point attempt is on its way and good by Javon Hedgeman. And George Ranch wants a timeout. Hedgeman with the three-pointer. And the lead shifts to the Oilers They lead 19-17 on the three-pointer by Hedgman.
We see a totally different game in this second quarter than the first quarter. First quarter, we just seen the Longhorns really shooting it. Now we see a combination of layups and shooting. And then we see the Oilers shooting and as well with that one shot.
Hedgman with 11 points early in this ball game, four by Kellen Adams, and then two each by Cody Adanton and Kenneth Brown. George Ranch with just a couple points in the second quarter, that being a short jump shot by Quinton Morris. He leads George Ranch scorers with nine, and then three each by Jeremy Peters, Charles Smith, Dylan Luce with a layup for two. All right, the inbound comes to Jeremy Peters. He walks the ball across the midcourt stripe. Oilers by two, 19-17. To Peters, who fakes a three-pointer and gets it down low to Harris, and Harris is tied up. Grayson Harris tried to get down low. He was tied up. The award goes to George Ranch. Once again, Quinton Morris will inbound under the Longhorns basket. That is tipped into the hands of the Oilers. And the lay-in is good by Kellen Adams. Adams found himself virtually alone underneath the basket. So he put a little head fake on and went in and laid it up and in. The lead is now four for the Oilers, 21-17. Quinton Morris to Jeremy Peters. Peters lets go a three-pointer. That's no good. The rebound temporarily grabbed by the Oilers. And then the ball is knocked out of bounds. Darryl Harris knocked the ball out of bounds. So George Ranch will get that one back. Inbound to Quinton Morris. Morris at the top of the key. Now tries the right side. Little short jump shot. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound to Kenneth Brown. Over to Colin James. James takes a good pick by Brown and tries to get the ball down low to Brown. He did that, and then there was a foul. Ball actually went into the hands of George Ranch, and Brown is whistled for the personal foul, his second. Ogbonna back into the ball game. McKinley Harris checks out. Charlie Jones told me before the game he'll shuttle Ogbonna and McKinley Harris in and out. Ogbonna at 6'2", Harris 6'5", to combat some of the big men that the Oilers have. Keep his men fresh as much as he can. Now to Charles Smith on the left side. He draws Darryl Harris on him. Over to Noah Thomason on the far side. Thomason at the top of the key. Over to Charles Smith. Smith, a couple crossover dribbles, and then on to onto Quinton Morris. Morris with the jump shot, and that's good. The lead is cut to two, 21-19. Oilers lead it with 3:45 left before halftime. John Hedgman walks the ball up court. Noah Thomason giving him some room, but not too much. Now Charlie Jones wants them to fall back a little bit. And George Ranch does that. Now cross court to Kellen Adams. Back over here to Javon Hedgman. And now inside at the free throw line. Jump shot by Colin James is no good. Ball into the hands of the Longhorns. Eight turnovers by Pearland. Drive on the basket by Noah Thomason. And that's no good, but a personal foul. Personal foul whistled against Colin James, his first. At the free throw line, 5'10 senior Noah Thomason. First free throw on its way. That one is no good. Off to the right. hit the back iron and went right. Thomason's next free throw is dead center. 21-20, George Ranch down by one with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter. And a quick whistle on Charles Smith, his first. Smith was trying to pin Javon Hedgman against the far sideline, but got a little too close to him, got whistled for his first personal foul. Inside, 3 minutes to play with the basketball. Javon Hedgman, Quinton Morris on him. Now into the corner for the jumper by James. No good. Rebounded by Cody Adonton. And over again to Kellen Adams. And off of Adams' hands and out of bounds. Nine turnovers for the Oilers. George Ranch with five. And down low to Grayson Harris. And Harris has it knocked off, knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Last touch by the Oilers. Inbound, Quinton Morris takes a return pass, puts up a three-point jumper, no good. And Harris, Grayson Harris, puts up a lay-in, and that one is too short. It was partially blocked. Now the feed underneath to Darryl Harris. No good. He hits the bottom of the backboard. Ahead to Quinton Morris. Morris puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Oilers. George Ranch only getting one shot at the basket. And the lay-in attempt by Colin James is no good. Foul on Quinton Morris. Colin James at the free throw line. James, a 6'3 senior. First free throw is in and out. Javon Lowry, Tristan Gibson, and Guidio Perez check in for the Oilers. Colin James, second free throw on its way. That one is good. His first point of the night. And the Oilers again lead by two, 22-20. Dylan Luce checks in. Charles Smith is headed for the bench. All right, Noah Thomason with the basketball. No press by the Oilers to Dylan Luce on the near side. Luce heading down the lane, then the dish outside to Noah Thomason. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebound, Javon Lowry. Ahead to Cuito Perez, and he tries to get a jam attempt to Cody Quinton. That's no good. And Dylan Luce takes it end to end and lays it up for George Ranch. We're tied again at 22. Inside a minute and a half to play before halftime. The Oilers break the press and the lay-in by Cody Adonton. His fourth point of the night. And Oilers again by two. Here's McKinley Harris on his way to the basket. No good, and a foul. This time, Cody Adonton is whistled for the personal foul. One of the big men for the Oilers. He's a 6'7 senior. Personal foul sends McKinley Harris to the free throw line. 1:12 left in the second quarter. George Ranch down by two. 24-22. First free throw by Harris is in and out. Two Longhorns check in. Jeremy Peters and Jamarcus Taylor are in. McKinley Harris with another free throw. This one is up and no good. Again, it was in the cylinder and spun out. Rebounded by the Oilers. Dylan loose on Gudillo Perez. Perez drives down the lane and lays it up and in. First 2 points for Perez, and it's 26-22. We're inside a minute to play now. Oilers by four. Peters in the corner to Dylan Luce, drives the baseline. Out top to Jamarcus Taylor, and Taylor is fouled by Gudillo Perez. George Ranch needs to get a little bit better on free throws. They're one of four this evening. Check that, two of five. And now make that two of six as Taylor misses his first. Jamarcus Taylor, 6'1 senior for George Ranch at the free throw line. 45 seconds left before halftime. That second free throw is no good off the back iron. And again, George Ranch only getting one attempt at the basket. Noah Hendricks is in for Pearland. He's being guarded out top by Jeremy Peters. Over to Perez. Back over to Hendricks on the far side. Dylan loose on Hendricks. He's on the dribble. Almost stolen away by Quinton Morris. Can't get a hand on it. And it looks like the Oilers are content to wait on the last shot. They lead by four with 12 seconds left. Stolen away by the Longhorns. 11 turnovers for George Ranch. And a foul, a blocking foul, whistled against Noah Hendricks, his first. Quinton Morris headed towards a basket. And Hendricks just stepped in front of him, drew the personal foul, his first. Quinton Morris with 11 points. Free throw on its way and no good off the back iron. Rebounded by Hendricks. Hendricks tries to get it ahead. Stolen away by Dylan Luce. And Luce can't get a shot off before the buzzer. And we're at halftime. Pearland Oilers 26 and George Ranch 22. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridge Point High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
I'm Eddie Moore, Vice President of Athletics, George Ranch ABC Booster Club. And I listen to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Well, thank you, Eddie Morris. And your son, Quinton, is doing a good job. He's got 11 points through two quarters of play. He's Darren Bradby. I'm Tom Tarando. Welcome back to George Ranch High School. We're at halftime. Pearland Oilers 26 and George Ranch 22. Right now, the Lariats, George Ranch High School's award-winning dance troupe, is on the court, entertaining the fans here. Here's Darren with first half scoring. Darren.
For the Longhorns, we have Dylan Luce with four, Charles Smith with three, Jeremy Peters with three, Noah Thomason with one, and Quentin Morris with 11, with a trailing score of 22.
And for the Pearland Oilers, leading scorer with 11, Javon Hedgman. 6 points for Kellen Adams. 4 points for Cody Adunton. 2 points for Wadio Perez and Kenneth Brown for the 26 that the Oilers have at halftime. On the turnover department, Pearland with 12, George Ranch with just 5 through two quarters of play, and that is much better than we've seen over the last couple games for George Ranch. They've been plagued by turnovers, and so I'm sure Charlie Jones is feeling good, at least about those, as they head into halftime. It was 15-12 George Ranch after a one quarter of play, and then the Longhorns are outscored 14-7 in the second quarter, and that's the 4-point Oiler lead at halftime. Commercial breaks coming up. When we come back, we'll have more from George Ranch High School. You're listening to Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch, it's halftime. Oilers 26 and George Ranch 22. In other 23-6A men's basketball games tonight, Elsick at Dawson. Elsick at 11-14. Dawson at 21-7. George Ranch is tied for that all-important fourth spot, the last spot for UIL playoffs in the district play. And Elsick going up against a tough Dawson ball club. Dawson in second place at 8-1. Pearland, the Oilers, the team that's in here to face George Ranch, is 9-1 in 23-6A play. Then Dawson at 8-1. Alief Taylor, 6-3. Elsick and George Ranch tied for fourth at 3-6. And then Hastings at 2-8. Brazoswood at 2-8. Taylor is at Hastings tonight. Taylor 20-10. Hastings 10-18. And Brazoswood has the night off with two games to play. In girls basketball tonight, 23-6A play. George Ranch is at Pearland. The Lady Longhorns at 19-8. Tied for second place with Hastings, facing the Pearland Lady Oilers at 24-8. Dawson at Elsick and Alief Hastings at Taylor. And once again, Brazoswood with the night off. This is the last district game for the Lady Longhorns, as it is for most of the teams playing tonight. Checking the schedule. Brazoswood with the night off will play on Friday, and that'll conclude their district season. George Ranch, Hastings, Pearland all are playing their last district game of the season this evening. Dawson will play one more on Friday. And Elsick's rather will do the same. So the playoff picture for 23-6A is still up for grabs, at least that fourth spot at the moment. George Ranch and Elsick tied for fourth, and Elsick has their hands full. They're at Dawson tonight, facing a really tough Dawson ball club that's 21-7 overall and 8-1 in the district. So we'll see if we can get a score on that one to pass along to you. That's very important for the Longhorns. They need to win here as well against Pearland High School, but they also got one eye on the scoreboard to see what Elsick is doing before we head into our last two district games. You know, the men's play is about a week behind women's play, so they stagger the UIL playoffs a little bit. And so George Ranch has this game tonight with Pearland, and then two more basketball games. If they remain tied, then Charlie Jones said next Friday night they will host a tie-breaking game with Elsick right here at George Ranch High School. But, of course, he'd like to win it outright and take that four spot and not have to play that tiebreaker game a week from Friday. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Darren, some thoughts before the third quarter starts.
Well, I mean, the Longhorns, they're doing pretty good holding it up against this team, because we see some differences between the two teams. But one thing that could work it, we'll have some little work in, is the free throw. We have to really finish those and make them, because that's really what's breaking us right now.
George Ranch with 2 of 7 free throws at the line, and they're down by 4 as we start quarter number 3. Opening tip went to George Ranch. So Pearland will inbound on the far side. In the second half, George Ranch moving from left to right. Across your radio dial or whatever apparatus, device you're using to hear us tonight. We're glad you joined us on GRHSI Radio. And a feed down low to Kenneth Brown. And Brown lays that one in. And the Oiler lead is up to 6, 28-22. Jeremy Peters with the basketball. It's Peters, Ogbonna, Grayson Harris, Charles Smith, and Quinton Morris, the original five starters for George Ranch, back kicking off this third quarter to Grayson Harris, way out top to Charles Smith. He'll reset for George Ranch. And the ball is dribbled off the foot of Charles Smith and then knocked out of bounds by the Oilers. George Ranch will get it back. Surprised they didn't call kicking the basketball, but they let that one go, and the Oilers touched it last. Now to Peters in the corner to Charles Smith. Smith down the lane, then backs out to Quinton Morris. Morris in the far corner, a little spin move towards the basket, no good. Rebounded by Kenneth Brown. And ahead to Javon Hedgman. Hedgman's short jumper is good. Javon Hedgman with 13, and the lead is now 8. One of the biggest leads the Oilers have had in this ball game. It's 8 points, 30-22. Grayson Harris with the jumper. No good. Kenneth Brown clears the board. Kicks it out to Javon Hedgman.
We see both Harrises shooting the three ball tonight, so let's see if they'll fall on any.
Air ball from Kellen Adams. Grabbed off by Quinton Morris. Morris takes it himself. Still with the dribble. Over to Jeremy Peters on the far side. This is live varsity basketball from George Ranch High School. Three-pointer by Quinton Morris is no good. Quinton almost with the follow, but Javon Hedgman steps in front of him, grabs off the basketball. George Ranch, no score yet here in the third quarter. We're at the 5:47 mark. Another turnover by the Oilers. That's 14. Ahead to Quinton Morris. He lays it up and in. The right-handed lay-in by Morris. He's got 13, and the lead is 6, 30-24. And again, a lay-in. Good ball movement by Javon Hedgman. And he's got 15. He's the leading scorer for Pearland. Quinton Morris has 13 and leads Longhorn scores. To Charles Smith, to Quinton Morris. Good pick set by Ogbonna. And a foul away from the basketball by Grayson Harris, his second. He's not too excited about that call. Charlie Jones, equally not excited about that call, talking to the referee who's right in front of George Ranch's bench. And I don't understand how George Ranch is inbounding the ball here. To Quinton Morris, to McKinley Harris. Down low to Ogbonna. The reverse layup is a little bit short. Cleared off the boards by Kenneth Brown. And ahead to Colin James. He can't get it to drop, but Javon Lowry does. And George Ranch wants a timeout.
It was the rebounds that really killed us in that one because they had two chances to put it back up. Almost three, because it almost bounced out again, but hey, we just got to step up and grab the reeds.
It's a 10-point Oiler lead. Pearland 34, George Ranch 24. Charlie Jones is trying to get his forces going in the right direction now.
Once again, George Ranch only getting one shot at the basket. And Pearland getting multiple opportunities. It's been a slow first quarter for George Ranch. They've been outscored 8-2. There's 4:40 showing left in the third quarter. And the lead is 10. Across the line by Jeremy Peters to Charles Smith on the far side. Smith down the lane, lays it up and in. Charles Smith with 5 points. And the Oilers get it ahead. The outlet pass and the shot by Javon Lowry is no good. And the foul whistled against McKinley Harris is first. At the free throw line, Javon Lowry. He's got 2 points. First free throw on its way is good. 35-26, Oilers by 9. Next one on its way. That one is good like the first. Lowry with 4 points and the lead back up to 10. Jeremy Peters walks the ball up to Charles Smith in the corner. Back to the free throw line. Quinton Morris puts up an air ball. Taken out of the air by Javon Hedgman. And ahead to Colin James. He's stripped. And the ball goes out of bounds off of James. 15 turnovers for the Oilers. George Ranch with just 5. Quinton Morris penned in momentarily and gets the ball down low and promptly lost by the Longhorns. 6 turnovers for George Ranch. And the lay-in at the other end by Colin James. He's got 3 points, and the lead is 12. Another turnover for the Longhorns. They tried to find Charles Smith down court, and the ball was too high for Smith. Went out of bounds. Kellen Adams will inbound. Gets it into Javon Hedgman. Back to Adams, to Hedgman. Hedgman guarded by Jeremy Peters. Into the corner to Colin James. Quinton Morris on James. A give to Kellen Adams. He puts up a jump shot, and that's good. Kellen Adams with 8 points. Now the district-leading Pearland Oilers starting to flex their muscles. The lead is 14-40-26. George Ranch, good spin move down low by McKinley Harris, but can't pull it off. And then the outlet pass and the lay-in to Colin James. Pearland Oilers. They lead 23-6A with a 9-1 record, and it's showing up now. The lay-in by Grayson Harris, and he's fouled. The foul is on Kellen Adams, his third. Grayson Harris with the basket, his first 2 points of the night. Gudeo Perez in for Pearland. At the free throw line, trying to finish up the 3-point play, is Grayson Harris. 2:33 left in the third quarter. Harris's free throw on its way. Too strong. Rebounded by Cody Adonton. Adonton gives it to Javon Hedgman. And ahead to Colin James. And then in the corner to Javon Lowry. Jump shot is no good. And Quinton Morris got the rebound and then stepped on the out-of-bounds line on the far side. And that's a turnover for George Ranch, their 8th.
We see George Ranch kind of looking sloppy ever since the halftime mark is hit, and really, we should just try to slow it down.
A very sparse third quarter for George Ranch. In the corner, three-pointer on its way is no good by Colin James. Rebounded by McKinley Harris to Dylan Luce. Luce ahead to Charles Smith. The jump shot is no good. Again, George Ranch only getting one shot at the hoop. Rebound by Cody Adanton. And that one knocked away. George Ranch gets the turnover. Ahead to Quinton Morris. Morris with the lay-in, and that's no good. Pulled up short on it. Rebound by the Oilers, and the putback by Colin James. He's got 7 points, six in the third quarter here, and the lead is now 16, 44-28. Over to Dylan Luce on the far side, left-hand dribble. They give to Quinton Morris, three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound, Oilers. Devon Lowry with the basketball. Guidio Perez with the three-point attempt. That one is an air ball and off the hands of Quinton Morris. I think he expected it to hit the rim. It did kind of surprised him, went off his hands and out of bounds. And the Oilers will inbound under their own basket.
Looks like Jeremy Peters is in, so they might want him to start hitting the threes that he usually hits.
All right, the inbound to Darryl Harris. Harris to the free throw line. Cody Adanton puts one up. No good. Rebounded by Jeremy Peters. Peters a drive on the basket, and he's whistled for the offensive foul, his second. Jeremy Peters, rather, not Charles Smith, but Peters trying to get something going. Drove on the basket and knocked down one of the Oilers and was whistled for that offensive foul. And Guidio Perez fails to make any attempt at the basket after 5 seconds. And he's whistled for the turnover. That's 16, 17 rather, by the Oilers. George Ranch with eight. In the corner to Dylan Luce. He dribbles out top to give to Harris to Noah Thomason. Thomason at the free throw line. Little jump shot is put up. No good. The rebound in the hands of Grayson Harris, and he's fouled. Cody Adanton with the personal foul, his second. This is a shooting foul at the free throw line. Grayson Harris with 2 points on the night, trying to add to that. We got 10 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Oilers have expanded their lead to 16 points, 44-28. And that first free throw by Grayson Harris is off. Second free throw, no good. A rebound strong by Cody Adanton. And a turnover by the Oilers. Here's a three-pointer on its way. No good. Noah Thomason with the putback, and that's good. Right before the buzzer. Noah Thomason with a good play. As soon as that ball hit his hands, it went right back to the basket, and he got it to drop before the third quarter ended. But let's see. The officials are all talking about that. The scoreboard showed all zeros, but the horn did not sound. But we were focused on Noah Thomason, not really sure if he got that shot off. And now the officials say, yes, he did. And that was a good play by Thomason. He got his third point of the night right as the third quarter ended. It's 44-30, Oilers by 14. You're listening to George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHSI Radio.
Back at George Ranch High School for quarter number four. It's the Oilers by 14, 44-30. Outscored George Ranch 18-8 in that third quarter and really expanded that lead. Longhorns, tough uphill climb here in the fourth quarter. Jeremy Peters' pass is knocked out of bounds by the Oilers. Inbound again by Noah Thomason to Peters. Over to Jamarcus Taylor in the basketball game for George Ranch. Harris with the jump shot attempt, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Javon Lowry, his first. And going to the free throw line for two shots, Grayson Harris. He's got 2 points through three quarters. Free throw on its way and good by Grayson Harris. He's got one more. The lead is 13, 44-31. Next free throw on its way. That one off the back iron. No good. A rebound. Oilers. Kellen Adams pulls that one down. The outlet pass is too strong for the Oilers. They commit another turnover. Their 19th of the game. And George Ranch with the basketball to Noah Thomason in the near corner. George Ranch moving left to right in the second half. Here's a drive on the basket by Dylan Luce. Reverse layup is a little bit short. And it is grabbed off by the Oilers. There was a tussle for the basketball. No call. And now another Oiler turnover. And a George Ranch turnover and then a foul. Whistled on that tie-up by Javon Hedgman, his first personal foul. Jeremy Peters walks this one across the line. Noah Thomason lets a three-pointer go. It's an air ball. Ahead to Javon Hedgman. Hedgman on the baseline sends it way out top to Colin James. He puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Kenneth Brown. The putback by Brown dances around on the rim. Comes off. No good. And the putback is good by Javon Lowry. Took it out of the hands of one of the Longhorns and put it back in. It's 46-31. Oilers by 15. Peters to Dylan Luce. Luce. Back to Jeremy Peters, three-pointer on its way. Another air ball by George Ranch. Not what Charlie Jones has in mind. They're going to throw up these three-pointers, at least hit the rim and give George Ranch a chance.
Yeah, and we see that George Ranch is trying to shoot it because we see the height difference. But, hey, I mean, at least get a little bit closer instead of airballing it.
That was a long three-point attempt. And didn't have enough mustard on it to get it to the rim. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. Quinton Morris will do that. Kellen Adams on him. Gets the ball in easily to Peters. Peters dribbling out top like the clock is in the Longhorns' favor. It's not. Finally, they get it inside to Grayson Harris. His jump shot is no good. Down court to Javon Lowry, who lays it up and in. Lowry with 7 points. And the lead is 17. Drive on the basket is good by Quinton Morris. And Morris is fouled. Foul whistled against Colin James, his second. At the free throw line is Quinton Morris. Morris with 15 points on the night. Free throw on its way and good. Lead is 14. Stolen away by Peters to give to Quinton Morris. Spin move is no good. And Morris can't get the ball in the basket. And a technical foul whistled against Quinton Morris. I think it was something he said rather than something he did. And at the free throw line at the other end, Colin James will shoot two on the technical foul. First one is good. James with 8 points. The second one on its way. That one is good. He's got 9. And the lead is 16, 50 to 34.
That really wasn't needed for the Longhorns, and that just put us back some more.
Never a good time for a technical, and especially when you're down by 14 points. The other team gets two more free throws, makes them both. Now you're down by 16 with 5:40 to play. The inbound to the Oilers. Hedgman puts up the jumper, no good, but the putback is good by Kenneth Brown. He's got 6 points. And Morris drives down the lane, puts a football hit on one of the Oilers, and again whistled for the personal foul, his second, for an offensive foul. And Quinton will take a breather. It's Grayson Harris, McKinley Harris, Dylan Luce, Jeremy Peters, and Charles Smith for the Longhorns. Referees get a little perspiration off the court. And now the Oilers will inbound. George Ranch putting on a press of sorts. Nobody guarding the man inbounding the ball. So they have two. They break the press. Down towards the basket to Hedgman. He tips it on the way to Lowry, who lays it up and in. Lowry with 9 points. 6 in the fourth quarter. Here's a three-pointer. And again, an air ball. But a good putback by Charles Smith. The air ball by Jeremy Peters on the three-pointer. And Charles Smith caught this one and put it back in. Turnover Oilers. And Grayson Harris drives on the basket. And he's fouled. Foul whistled against Javon Hedgman, his second. And Grayson Harris will go to the free throw line. He's got 3 points on the night. 18-point lead by the Oilers, 54-36. First free throw by Harris is no good. Second one on its way by Grayson Harris. No good. Rebound Oilers. Kellen Adams with the basketball. Dylan Luce on him. Adams down the lane. The dish to Kenneth Brown. Brown puts up the lay-in. No good. Rebounded George Ranch. Charles Smith with the basketball. To Peters, back to Smith on the far side. Puts up the jump shot, and that's good. Charles Smith, he's got 9 points. The lead is 16, 54-38. George Ranch, a little bit of a one-on-one work by Smith. He can't stop Hedgeman from getting across midcourt. On the far side to Colin James. James, he is turned away from the basket by Jeremy Peters. Gives it to Kenneth Brown. Brown out top to Javon Lowry, and Lowry travels. 22 turnovers for the Oilers, and this is quite a feat. They have 22 turnovers, and they lead by 16. George Ranch with just 8 turnovers. And usually, commit a lot of turnovers, you're not doing very well in the ball game, but the Oilers have overcome that with some pretty sharp shooting.
Go
ahead.
That and the dunks and the layups and everything, it's just been killing us.
Dylan Luce in the corner to Peters. Peters right-hand dribble, still in three-point lane, land. To McKinley Harris, back to Peters. To Charles Smith. Once again, George Ranch doesn't have the clock on its side, but they've yet to take a shot here. They've had the basketball for almost a minute down here. Finally, in the corner to Dylan Luce. He lets go the three-pointer. Hits the top of the backboard. No good. And into the hands of Kellen Adams. Adams down the lane. Kind of slips and falls. Gets a pass off to James. And then inside to Kellen Adams. He shoots and scores. He's got 10 points. The lead back up to 18. Charles Smith tries the lane. And he's fouled by Kenneth Brown, his third. Smith with 9 points. He'll be at the free throw line shooting 2. George Ranch has DeLon Dean and Quinton Morris ready to check in. Charles Smith at the line. First free throw on its way, and hits the front of the rim and bounces off. Smith with another free throw attempt upcoming. McKinley Harris, Quinton Morris, Smith at the free throw line. Jeremy Peters and DeLon Dean in the basketball game. He makes this one. 10 points for Charles Smith. The lead is 17. And the Oilers fumble the basketball, and it's recovered by George Ranch. The turnover. And a timeout called for by Charlie Jones. This is a full timeout. We'll take a break here. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns down by 17 to district-leading Pearland Oilers. They're 26-5 coming in. 9-1 in 23-6A. DeLon Dean puts up a three-pointer. No good. Ball's knocked around into the hands of Charles Smith. And Smith tries to make something happen. Throws it away. Ninth turnover by George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Perez. That's no good. Rebounded by Quinton Morris. And an offensive foul whistled against McKinley Harris, his second. And now with 2:05 left to play, the Oilers will inbound the basketball under George Ranch's basket. Inbound comes to Tristan Gibson in the ball game. And a jam home by Cody Adantun, his 6 points. It's 58-39, Oilers by 19. To DeLon Dean, off his hands and out of bounds. 10th turnover for George Ranch. And all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, for the probably the last quarter, just no urgency on the part of George Ranch, walking the ball up court and taking a minute to put up a shot when you're down by 17. Drive on the basket by Tristan Gibson. That one is no good. Knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Oilers will inbound. They get it out top. Guido Perez with the ball. Drives the baseline. Puts up a long shot. It's over the rim. And a second one goes over the other side of the rim into the hands of McKinley Harris. And George Ranch with the basketball. Harris with the three-point jump shot. No good. Rebound. Noah Hendricks in for the Oilers. Hendricks underneath the basket. A good feed down low to Tristan Gibson. And Gibson lays it up and in. It's 60-39. 21-point lead by the Oilers. Charles Smith way out top to Peters, a three-pointer. Hits the rim, off the rim, and a putback by DeLon Dean, and a foul. Foul whistled against Tristan Gibson, his first. 46 seconds left in the ballgame. Oilers will move to 10-1 in district play with one more to play. Their overall record, 27-5. George Ranch will fall to 11-15. First free throw by Dean is good. George Ranch record in district will be 3-7 with two games to play. And we'll have to see what Elsick did this evening. If they lost as well, they'll remain tied with the Longhorns for that last playoff spot, with also with two games to play. DeLon Dean at the free throw line. He's got one more. The lead is 20, 60-40. Next one on its way is good by Dean.
He made both free throws, right?
He did. Daryl Harris will inbound for the Oilers. George Ranch with modified press put on. Oilers get the ball in. Back to Daryl Harris. He's guarded by DeLon Dean. Harris gets it across midcourt and then stretches out the court a little bit. Now decides to drive on the basket. Puts it up, no good. A little bit handcuffed. And the rebound and the putback by Adantun is no good. But the second putback is, and a foul. DeLon Dean with the personal foul, his first. That basket by Noah Hendricks, his first 2 points. And he's at the free throw line. Free throw on its way, no good, off the back iron. Rebound by Ricky Aquara. And Aquara sends it way out top. Tristan Gibson with the basketball. He's got Dean way out by the out-of-bounds line. He drives on the basket, and the ball sticks between the backboard and the rim with just 7 seconds left. George Ranch will inbound. Mustafa Campbell is in for the Longhorns, as is
number 30, Damon Johnson.
And Johnson and Campbell in for George Ranch. The inbound is for the Oilers. Jump shot on its way by Harris. That's no good. And taken by Damian Gaston. He lets a shot go. It's too late. And it's a final. Pearland Oilers 62, George Ranch 41. You're listening to Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhyme's and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS, MS, in Sugar Land Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Charlie Jones is here. Final. Pearland Oilers 62, George Ranch 41. And as happened sometime in the past, this one was a tale of two halves.
Yeah, we came out in the first half. We competed pretty hard. We got some of the stuff we wanted to get. We couldn't get some free throws or some bunnies to drop to get us over the hump, and then they just came out and imposed their will on us in the third quarter. But we can grow from this, and we're going to build this. Let this help us build to next Friday's game.
Yeah, you are outscored 18-8 in the third quarter and 18-11 in the fourth. It was that third quarter that was a killer.
And I told them on the bench, I said, y'all, they're 26-5 for a reason. They're going to go on runs. You got to keep your head up and remember it's a battle. It's a long uphill battle, and we're trying to build to the future. And Friday is the biggest game of the year, so we got to keep on playing and get ready for that game.
And we don't have anything for you on the Elkins game at Dawson, so we can't really assume what they've done over there. But if they lose that game, you'll still be tied with two games to play.
Yeah, they lose tonight. The win on Friday has the upper hand going into the playoffs, and it's going to be a big game. Hopefully we can have a lot of fans come out because it's going to be a crazy environment, and we need some support because it's going to be a big game for us.
Kind of an unusual stat. The Oilers had 23 turnovers, George Ranch with just 10 in our book, and usually you don't see that where a team outscores another team by 21 with that many turnovers.
Yeah, we did a good job taking care of the ball and creating pressure to make them turn the ball over. We just couldn't really capitalize on some of our turnovers, and our free throws were probably really bad. I don't even want to know how many we missed, but we can build from this. We know if we play this way against other teams, we're going to be successful because they're, like I said, they're 27 now and 5 for a reason.
All right, Friday night against –
against Elsie, you going to come out? Are they going to let you come out and be there since the girls don't play? That might be a good one to go to.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
All right.
Be a pretty good game. All right. So we'll see you on Friday night.
Sounds good. If not, we'll see you Tuesday night for parent night.
All right.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach.
All right. A final again. Pearland Oilers 62, George Ranch 41. Darren has the scoring for the Longhorns.
For the Longhorns, we have number one, Dylan Luce with 4 points. Number three, Charles Smith with 10 points. Number five, Jeremy Peters with 3. Number 20, DeLon Dean with 2. Noah Thomason, number 21, with 3. Number 24, Grayson Harris with 3. And the top scorer, Quentin Morris, with 16 points, ending with a score of 41.
On the other side of our scorebook, Javon Hedgeman lead the Pearland scorers with 15, 10 by Kellen Adams, 9 by Javon Lowry, 2 each by Tristan Gibson and Noah Hendricks. Vidio Perez with 2, 9 by Colin James, 6 for Cody Adanton, and 6 for Kenneth Brown, 62 points by the Oilers. And as Charlie Jones said, they were 26-5 coming in here for a reason, and they leave the building at 27-5, 10-1 in district play, leading 23-6A play with 1 to play. George Ranch with 2 more district games at 3-7. And if Elkins has dropped their game against Dawson tonight, then they'll remain tied for that fourth and final playoff spot going into next week. For Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Final again, Pearland Oilers 62, George Ranch 41. So long, everybody.